This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have kept tabs on Matty ever since he left the San Diego Padres. He's been rooting for some success, and boy, is he having some this year. And it is our pleasure to welcome back to Ben and Woods, relief pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies, Matt Strom, back on in San Diego here on 97.3 The Fan. Matty, it's always great to catch up with you. How you been?
Good. Appreciate you guys having me.
Our pleasure. Happy Father's Day from yesterday. What did what kind of loot did you get?
Same deal.
Thank you.
I got some new Fiori clothes and then a watch that says "I love you, Daddy" from Ren on it.
It's so it kills me every time. My son wrote me a card, Matty, that said, "I'm sorry, I'm so hard to deal with." He's 6 years old, which is incredible. Well, I think what everybody wants to know, Matty, is what kind of Wheaties are you eating? What a fantastic season you've had to this point, man. It's been you've always been a great pitcher, man, but this season,
he's given up a couple of runs this year.
Yeah, literally a couple. That's it. No, you feel locked in. Did you change anything about the off-season routine, anything?
No, I mean, everything's the same. I mean, this is honestly probably first year in my career I've had the starting rotation in front of me that I've had, so it makes it a lot easier when your bullpen's only covering three or four innings a night versus five. So, I mean, we're well rested, and I mean, and Topper does a great job of keeping us sharp. So, it's I would just say my workload, like the consistency of it, without being overused, it's unbelievable how the stars have aligned.
Well, and just quickly, Matty, you know, because every time a team goes through some scuffles, it's, you know, well, the bullpen management was wrong. I mean, you know, in San Diego, it's, you know, Bob Melvin couldn't manage a bullpen, and now it's Mike Schilt can't manage a bullpen, and, you know, the overuse.
I think it's the hardest thing to do in baseball.
That's what I always say, and you know, the thing is about you guys, though, you, the players, do they come to you before they go, hey, how you feeling? Can you give me one today if I need it? I mean, you guys always say yes. Nobody ever says no. So yeah. How's anybody supposed to know what to do?
Right. And I mean, I think it's the hardest thing to do as a manager is to manage your bullpen. How do you win games with your B guys to keep your A guys sharp? And I mean, it's stuff like that. But I mean, when you look at our bullpen, we got every guy in our bullpen has Dave under his belt except for Turnbull, who's been a starter his entire career.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got guys with experience that have seen all sorts of leverage, and I think that just gives Topper a lot more leeway of when it's a tie game, it's like, well, okay, we'll see what happens with this guy, but it's not like we're going lesser option. We're all elite. It's just, I mean, flip a coin, pick a straw, we'll go with it.
How's that? I mean, we remember how nasty the bullpen guys are. I mean, behind Alvarado, you have Kerkering, Sir Anthony Dominguez, you, Hoffman. What's the vibe like? Like, what's the personalities like in that bullpen?
Yeah, that's what's cool about it, too, is this is the first bullpen. I mean, this is the first time I've never had a set closer in a bullpen. I mean, Hoffy and Alvy have kind of been doing that role depending on lefty-righty pocket. But, I mean, there's no selfishness of, why am I not throwing here, or why is so-and-so throwing, which it's awesome to see. And, I mean, it's, again, this clubhouse is something special here. And it's, I mean, there's 26 guys on a mission to do one thing, and it doesn't need to be talked about, and we just do our work.
So, talking to Matt Strom here, Philadelphia Phillies relief pitcher on Ben and Woods this morning, and, you know, talking about the clubhouse, and, you know, you guys have hit a little bit of a skid lately, which is rare for you guys, lost four out of your last six. Does the panic start to creep in, or no? Everyone just shows up knowing, and we talked about it last week, Matty, when you're a 500 team, fan of a 500 team like we are, every game feels like the Super Bowl, and every loss feels like you just lost the Super Bowl. But when you've built up a nice cushion, a little bit easier to stomach that 4-6.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously, no excuses, but that's a tough road trip, jumping the pond and coming back.
Yes.
So just keep our head afloat there and get back to the bank. I mean, we love playing here in front of our fans. So, you know, it's, like I said, no excuses, but with the start we've had, it makes it, like you said, a lot easier to stomach. And, I mean, we know we're a little banged up right now, and we got guys stepping up for some key pieces. And, I mean, we'll be where we need to be, hopefully, in September.
Talking to Phillies reliever Matt Strom here on Ben and Woods, and I wanted to ask you about the trip to London for the two games. Was there time for anything other than baseball? I know it was a pretty quick turnaround, but did you get to see any sights, any memorable stories?
Still can't really remember it. Still got the fog of
the London fog.
The London fog, yeah.
Yeah. But London itself was unbelievable. I mean, it's a very cool city. As far as like the series for baseball, that's a big ask of those 52 players we sent over there in the middle of their season. But I mean, it's good for baseball, growing the game. It was an electric atmosphere, and you know. But I think we can maybe do something like y'all did, where it's at the beginning of the year, so it's not in the middle of your season.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we've had to do this the last couple seasons, the weird kind of trips at the beginning, and you know, like you said, no excuses. It throws you guys are so routine based, Matty, that it throws a wrench into the whole thing, and it's like, all right, I'm out of my routine. And you have to be with 162. I don't know that any fan will ever know what the 162 grind is like, plus spring training and all the stuff that you guys got to do. It can catch up to you pretty quick, and jumping on a 12-hour flight probably doesn't help.
No doubt. And that's where I think it would be cool, like, to kind of, like, I love the fact they're trying to play games out of the country, other places, but I think it would be cool where if it was, like, the week before opening day here, how you guys went and played in Japan, if there were two teams in Japan, two teams in Mexico, two teams in London, and you just play that week as, like, a world week before the season. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you're not in the middle of the season.
Yeah, the middle of the season's got to be tough. Are you you're looking right now, and I mean, does the All-Star game?
I was just going to ask.
Does the All-Star game cross
Matty's? Numbers are amazing.
They're incredible.
They usually go with the save guys, but your numbers are incredible. I mean, 1.3 WAR already. It's nuts for a relief pitcher.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're a relief pitcher, so we'll see.
Do you want to go? You want to go,
you
right?
Wanna
of
go.
Course you want to
yeah.
go.
I mean, everyone wants to know. What the hell you mean? We put this jersey on for a reason. Like, we want to compete, and we want to compete against the best in the world. But I mean, I get it. It's just the way the game is.
You want us to make up T-shirts, I mean, Venter, like All Venter's Strom all or something?
Years. All Strom.
Venter's all those years in Atlanta as the setup man in Atlanta. He had sub ones every All-Star break, and it took him 3 years to finally crack that. So. It is what it is.
Well, Matty, we really appreciate it. And for all the people who in our chat are saying we're just trying to jinx the Phillies by having Matty
on. That's exactly right.
That is totally what we were doing.
100%.
Mission accomplished. Thank you very much for joining us, Matty.
Yeah. Right on, guys. Anytime.
Take care, man. Matt Strom, relief pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies.